Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, friends. Welcome in. I'm a little bit hesitant to do the big sell on the show and say, welcome into the show. Because, I'll just be totally upfront with you. This is going to be really short today. And you're like, why, Easy? What's going on? Okay. So my original plan was to start this show today, get it done, and then go up north. I've got all my chores done. However, last night I was tipped off by the department head at the college that I needed to write an exam for the class. So I go, that should be easy enough. It's not. So I started writing, and I put about an hour into it, and I'm not near done. So I'm going to be writing an exam today. And Pooh Bear found out about it, and she goes, okay, so are you podcasting today? I go, yeah, of course. She goes, you're not going to get all this done in time, and we're going to end up leaving to go up north at 10 p.m., and you have to get up at 5 in the morning to go to Q100. It's going to be a catastrophe. You're not podcasting. And when you have someone, your significant other, so clearly explain to you the rational explanation that makes perfect sense and says it to you in a stern way, well, you kind of have to go, okay. So that's where that's going to take me. I'm writing the exam today. Amanda says, hey, why can't you just write the test up at the fear bunker? Aha, it's a great question. I have to get it off to the department today. There's actually a deadline. So I'm like, oh, God damn it. So this is going to be an abbreviated show. But I did want to do something because, people are like, hey, let's get it going on a Thursday. And if I suddenly say, yeah, now I'm not doing it, people might get pissed off. So I hate that. So let me just say, of course, that the show is coming to you from the Impact Power Sports Studio. Thank you so much to them. They are very, very kind to sponsor the show and be part of it and sponsor the studio. And I appreciate you very much. Alan says that Fear Bunker North is also a no-work zone, and that is 100% true. That takes me back to when I actually attempted to do a podcast there, the few times that I did it, and my God, that was painful. It was hard to do, and but it got to be I was starting to hate going up north. I was like, I cannot have that. Alan says, Fear Bunker North is for picking up sticks only. Exactly. I want to hear Blue Jays chirping, turkey vultures screeching, coyotes howling, and the sound of a fire crackling as I pick up the sticks and put them on there. Mooney, 2256, says, here's the test. Two questions. One, what is your name? Two, what is your favorite podcast? Done. All right. We had a hell of a time yesterday, though, doing Who Are These Free Beers? And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. The laughs were aplenty. We had a long, deep dive on getting hit in the face. And this was based on the video that was going around of that dude on the baseball team who took the fastball right to the face. Faceball right to the fast. David Fry. Chris says, new pose and fire equals fear bunker north. So that we had a hell of a time with that. People showing their pets, discussing that. On the Who Are These Free Beers episode, we took a deep dive on Steve again, who, Steve went deep in telling about how he's assembling a toy train set in his basement. And the frustration level was at an all-time high listening to this nonsense. We then followed up with a story about Steve, with clips of Steve telling the story of his three-year-old's first day of you know how it is. When we were kids, you just go to kindergarten. Nowadays, they have preschool. And the kid, they dropped him off. And the amount of backstory on this story, the amount of setup was through the roof. And it was really, really rough to listen to. And we broke it down expertly. And always a good time. We went about an hour on Who Are These Free Beers and about an hour and 21 minutes on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And you can listen to those shows for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. I have a 7-day free trial that is always there for you. You can take advantage of it every time. You can only take advantage of it once, but you just sign up for 7 days free and off you go. Aram says, the only thing that is difficult about listening to the old Free Beer and Hot Wings show is hearing Eric pretend like what Hot Wings thinks is actually good, except for a few times when he says what he actually thinks about it. Well, the way I looked at that is, you're right. I didn't think that any of them were really very good, and I don't know if it was the delivery or the just the jokes weren't that good or what. But from my standpoint, I was like, somebody probably likes this, right? Somebody's got to like this. That segment, What Hot Wings Thinks, was created because at Nassau Broadcasting, the company had figured out that they can save money by making it a 2-person show. This is when we were in New Jersey. And the program director at the time, Jim Spector, was tipped off that they were considering making it a 2-person show. And Hot Wings was going to be let go because he's the weak link. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to know, especially during those days, that he's utterly useless. Nice guy, always has been a nice guy, but he still to this day has no business being on the radio. Anyone who listens knows that. He's just bad at it. So Jim Spector said, I want to create a segment that features him, and we'll do it twice a day, so that we can entrench him with the audience. It was like a tactic. That's why the bit was created. For that reason alone. Write a commentary. Make it a quote-unquote benchmark bit. And then they will have a more difficult time firing him. And it was at this point that I realized, okay, this is the last two jobs that I've worked at. And both places, they've been conspiring to fire him. That's what happened at Journal Broadcasting in Knoxville. When Jim Pemberton cornered me in his office, he says, yeah, we're going to fire Hot Wings. And we want you and Freebeer to do the show. Don't say anything to Hot Wings. And then him and I were at the bar getting lunch afterwards. And I told him, I go, hey, they're going to fire you. So he was upset. And then it just so happens that the next day, or a matter of days later, I got into a physical altercation with the general manager and I pushed him. And then that was the end of that. And so they go, Hot Wings, you're great. And they kept him. So that means Journal Broadcasting, Knoxville, what started as we're going to fire Hot Wings, turns out I get fired. Nassau Broadcasting, years later, hey, we're going to fire Hot Wings. Oh, God. We create what Hot Wings thinks. Years later, we're in Grand Rapids. Freebeer corners me and says, hey, I want Hot Wings to take a reduction in pay. Why? Because he doesn't do anything. Oh, okay. And I had to talk him out of that. That's three times he was going to get either demoted or fired, and he somehow emerged unscathed. But the one that when Greg was like, yeah, he needs a reduction in pay, I had to talk him out of it, and then he finally, at the last minute, pulled the plug on it, and then he waited about 2 months, and then he lumped me in with Hot Wings and said, I think you both need to take a reduction in pay, and I need more because I work harder. And we're like, yeah, whatever. We were making so much goddamn money at that point, we didn't even give a shit. We said, all right, we'll tell you what. We'll each give you 5 points so you can make 10% more. How does that sound? All right, that's good. All right, fuck you. That was the end of that. Chris in Buffalo says someone out there is inspired by fridge talk and it's a sad life for them. Runner girl Amy is here. Yesterday she showed up on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast just bebopping down the sidewalk going on her daily 30-mile run. And we got her laughing, and I think it was, you know, it was affecting her ability to run because then she stopped because she was laughing so much. It was a good time. Okay, I was going to talk about something else. Oh, I just saw this. She writes, oh my God, I was laughing at the no period talk. And I was just getting home, so it was okay. Ben Glaze says, you guys made six figures while I was a co-host making minimum wage. Wait a minute. Are you referring to when we were at WGRD? Because I thought you were an intern there. Or are you talking about at BBL? I don't know. That gig didn't pay very well. That was rough. So the attorney general in the great state of Michigan has filed suit against these hillbillies north of the hard living line. They're running a business, and it was a lawn care business, and it was pool supplies, I guess. And they've been accused, it's a husband and wife team, of committing to doing the work. And then, or I think it's like pool cleaning or pool installing or something like that, and lawn care. And they would take your money and then, according to the attorney general, and then not do the work. So I want to get into this, this one. Anytime there's these scams going on, I always like to pay attention to these.
Now to a help team follow-up about Kent City landscaper Aaron Calton. He is being sued by the state attorney general for fraudulent business practices. 13 On Your Side's Micah Cho has reported on Calton before. He looks at some of the details in this lawsuit.
Your call has been forwarded. automatic voice message.
While he never answered our phone call, Aaron Colton may soon have to answer to the state of Michigan for alleged bad business practices under his business, Colton's Lawn Care and Landscaping.
Okay, look at this dude. Wow. That is a, that looks to be like a mugshot where to get you in front of the camera, they had to kick in your front door and drag you out of bed and take you to jail. Either that, or you're completely bombed when they pull you over. Or, I don't know. Jesus, look at this guy.
Earlier this month, Aaron and his wife, Leslie, were served with an antitrust lawsuit by the state attorney general's office after several complaints accusing Aaron of taking money for work, like lawn mowing or pool installations, not finishing, and then ignoring customers when they asked for a refund. Dan Hansen, who we talked to last year, says he had a similar experience. Colton allegedly stopped showing up to mow his lawn, then refused to issue him a refund.
It's amazing news, in my opinion. Hopefully this is the end of his
Big Dan
scam, the end of his ability to continue with these scams.
Court documents don't go into specific detail about Leslie Colton's involvement, but Hansen says he's talked with her before.
When I had conversations with them back when I was doing business, it was his wife that we were communicating with, not necessarily Aaron directly. I'm glad that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, that both are being looked into per this case.
The state AG's office also hopes to recoup money for at least three of his victims, with possibly more to come, according to the documents. In a statement about Colton's Lawn Care and Landscaping, Attorney General Dana Nessel said, quote, companies cannot fail to provide the services they promised after accepting deposits or ignore rightful requests for refunds. My office will hold businesses accountable for engaging in these unfair practices. And for Hansen, he hopes the newest action by...
Here he is. This is a picture of him from, like, his social media. All right. Who in their right mind would hire a guy like this? Look at this greaseball. He looks like an R-word hobbit from Lord of the Rings. He's got... teeth missing, the stupid beard, the hat's too small on his fat fucking head.
And the state will keep others safe.
The statewide coverage, that should really put a damper on his operation, at least here in Michigan. And that makes me very happy.
Micah joins us in studio. Micah, does Aaron Colton have any active warrants?
Yeah, according to court records, Juliet, he has warrants in Ottawa and Muskegon counties related to his business practices. The latter is a felony. He also has an active warrant in Kent County as well as one in Puyallup, Washington. Mm. That one is not related to any business practice.
All right, Michael, thank you. B-Team News on the street. Thank you. We appreciate it so much. Bob says he's 24. He looks like your average landscaper. I was rooting around doing a little research for this story, and I found a old post from 2021, and he says, hey, call me. I've got open spots for yard mowing. So I figured this would be an excellent opportunity for another Eric Zane Show podcast, awkward phone interaction. I doubt this is going to work, but... No, it didn't even go through. No. It doesn't even ring. Website is down. Damn it. Bob says not everyone is Mr. Pop Pop and has the neighbor 10-year-old do it for $10. All right, so that's it, you know? I can't imagine making that call, committing to the job, giving the guy money, and then he doesn't show up. But who in their right mind like pays for the work in advance? You gotta pay after. Of course, if it was like you're on a schedule for the lawn care, that could be a good thing where he tricks you, cuts it the first few times. I think people, when it comes to business and whatnot, you really need to judge a book by its cover. Now, it doesn't always work into your favor. I mean, there was a moment in yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast where we had Nick the Electrician on. And I assumed that he was not college material because he looks like such a hill jack. But he goes, oh, no, I went to college. And I guess he went to, like, all sorts of electrical schools, and I think he has like 3 law degrees, and he's a physician, and he's college educated. And I'm sitting there going, you don't look like you're college educated. There it is. GRCC is where he started his educational career, and then he went to Michigan State. And you are full of all sorts of secrets. I didn't see you as, I thought you were the guy who like finished high school and then immediately started working and then never went to school or anything like that. You seem to be like just a tradesman, but completely educated. That was quite embarrassing for me, but I'm glad that it happened because it was hysterical to look you in the face and say, yeah, you didn't go to college. He absolutely did. Megan says that me describing it as, yeah, just a tradesman. That's another mistake on my part. I just because you're college educated, Megan's right, it doesn't make you better than a tradesman. All right. Tradesmen, in a lot of respects, are smarter than the dipshits who go to college. And I agree with that. So I take that back. You can't look down on tradesmen and say just a tradesman. Megan says my college degree is trash. What a waste of money. Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, but it isn't because of the education. The education was fine. I just chose not to go into my career field. That's pretty fucked up. When you start college to take broadcasting courses and then you stop going to college and then you go back to college, this is all what I did, completely change your degree field, finish it, and then end up going into broadcasting anyway. How dumb is that? Murder lover Linda is here. And she's changed her name. She used to be known as Murder Lover Linda, but now she is known by her full name. What happened? Why are you doing that to me? Ben Glaze says that he's in the same boat. College degree, never used it. Nick says, I was going to college classes while still in high school. I'm like Doogie Howser. Linda did not change the name. Twitch changed it for her. Black Belt Nick is here. I needed my degree for my job, but I don't work in the field of my degree as well. Bob points out, my ex-wife has a degree in anthropology. So useful in her warehouse job. Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, broadcasting is more like a trade. You should not get a 4-year degree for broadcasting. Central Michigan University is one of the finest broadcast departments in any college, but no. I mean, not like anybody's going out and getting radio jobs anyway these days. Linda says she can't use her Prime to resubscribe either. Ads are killing me. I don't know what's happening. Why would that be? I'm so sorry. All right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to patreon.com and get the free 1 week and enjoy Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Nick says Linda needs a younger fella to show her how to use a computer. I don't know if you, I'm going to just tip this off on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Nick made it clear that he wants to bone Linda. Now, Linda is, would be cougaring if this were, because she's a somewhat vintage. She's like Pooh Bear's age. And Nick is considerably younger. Now, he does look like a bag of fuck, but I think Nick is only like 35 years old, maybe. Maybe, at tops. And so we are trying to make it happen where they can be the new 43, I'm sorry. See, that's a compliment. That's making up for all the insults I said to you. 43, so that's not that old. And I think it falls into the math of the formula. So I think Linda is 58 because she's the same age as Pooh Bear. 58 divided by 2, add 7. That means that 36 and up is who she can be boning. I don't date anyone that is close to my nephew's age. Well, hey, come on. Who cares? And so we're trying to make that happen. And we, Linda is a little bit, the encouragement that we were giving her on the show was that we think she needs to, she's 0% skank right now. She's 100% prude. She needs to go a certain percentage of skankiness in order to be able to enjoy life a little more. So I think we threw out the number of 4 or 5% to be slutified, that percentage. And I maybe even more. She says, I'm not a prude. I just don't whore around. Okay, well, there you go. Semantics. So when she is committed to the relationship, she's not a prude. All right. Well, she's not in the relationship, but she still needs to satisfy those lady urges. So if she could just skank it up a little bit, you would have no problem. I've said all I can say on this. Tyler says, no, you need a 60-40 blend of skank / prude to really enjoy life. Maureen says, who can teach her to be a hoe bag? Suggestions accepted. Thank you to Frank Fuss. Go to Frank's website, buyinsurancehere.com. He will help you get started with getting your health care policy from the marketplace. Buyinsurancehere.com. If you're in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance or you're self-employed. Buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Frank will take care of the rest and his services are free. Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. They will take care of your down trees in your yard, or maybe you have an unwanted tree. They can help. They'll grind the stump. They can prune the trees too. And they have tree risk assessment with their 3 certified arborists. That's 616-828-8225. This has been an abbreviated version of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I don't think I have anything more for you because I have to get going. And my apologies again for that, but I did want to do something. You're a fantastic audience. So the asshole of the day, I don't have really anything that I can think of, I guess, other than the scam artists that we had in that story. I can feature that for sure for your asshole of the day. That would be Alan Calton, or Aaron. Of course, I got the name right. Aaron Calton. Now, I just need you to know this. On the free platform, free audio platform, obviously this is going to be posted, but I also posted a Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast, which will be published at 11 a.m. Eastern time on the free platform. And I will post on Patreon today and tomorrow something to listen to while I'm away from May 17th and 18th, 2010. So on the free platform, I have Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast today and tomorrow, which is old Patreon episodes, about 90 minutes each. And I have something to listen to while I'm away on Patreon. Those episodes run north of 3 hours. The audio from Who Are These Free Beers is posted. The audio from The Ben and Eric Show is posted. Lost Zane Recordings Show has already been posted. So it's all ready to go for you. And thank you for your patience. I will be picking up sticks later on today. Maureen says, I guess I'll have to read The Way of Shadows today. If you want in on book club, this is the book that we're starting right now by Brent Weeks. The Way of Shadows. The previous book was Martyr by Kaveh Akbar, which we now love again. Okay. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. And I will be back with you coming up on Monday the 29th. That's it for now. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.